News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. House Speaker John Boehner is blasting members of his own Republican Party, calling them ridiculous for criticizing the bipartisan budget deal reached by House and Senate leaders yesterday. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul weighs in on Boehner's comment.
I'd rather direct our resources towards trying to take over a Republican majority than trying to eat our own.
Senator Paul appeared on Your World with Neil Cavuto on the Fox News Channel. Lawmakers announced a deal that funds both domestic and military programs for the next 2 years while averting another government shutdown in 2 years. The Seventh Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals in Chicago has denied a rehearing on a decision against a family that wanted to build a Bible camp and conference center on Squash Lake. The Jaros families tried for about a decade to build this facility on family-owned land. It's in Oneida County's town of Woodboro. The Oneida County Board and the town of Woodboro, plus the Oneida County Board of Adjustment, all denied the necessary permits. The family appealed to a federal court in Madison, where the court decided against them. They took their case to the next level appeals court in Chicago, which affirmed the first appeals court decision. Yesterday, the Seventh Circuit Court in Chicago said they would deny a rehearing of the case. The family started another court action in the Wisconsin court system with an action filed in Oneida County. So far, no new court date set for that. A 53-year-old man could spend the rest of his life in prison after being found guilty of killing a teenager 15 years ago in northeast Wisconsin. Oconto County jurors deliberated 4.5 hours yesterday. They convicted Peter Hansen of first-degree intentional homicide. A scheduling conference in that case is set for Monday. The 55-year-old Charles Mulatto is also charged in that slaying, and he's scheduled to go on trial February 14th. StormTrack 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Increasing clouds down to 9 below zero. But it's going to warm up a little bit. Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy. High of 11 above. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.